difference is the same.
To the same jurisdiction. So what difference does it make which version of the recent state, you know, statutory law interpretation that you have?
I think that's a perceptive, legitimate comment.
But, I mean, in truth, there are differences, and I wouldn't pretend that there aren't. I mean, we can all try and follow the same recipe, but we may not serve the same dish. And I think that it's been emphatically legitimate for private citizens, as well as just private citizens who also happen to have the initials JD after their name, to look at this matter and to look at the revised act and to look at the New York or Delaware or and try to see what has been accomplished. I mean, as long as we're speaking in the broader context, I would just hope that it would be appreciated that it wasn't just money that the state of Alaska in invested in this project. It was hundreds upon hundreds of hours of time of the people who were the members of this commission, who I think made a good faith effort to try and look at some of the problems that are important and peculiar to the state of Alaska, such as the presence of native corporations and such as the content of existing Alaska decisional law. And the one thing that has been accomplished here is that this statute has attempted to harmonize what is out there as existing decisional law in the state of Alaska with the new code. And that's always helpful whenever it seems to me you're going to have a new code to understand what is being changed in terms of decisional law and what is being affirmed. And that's one thing that you get if an effort like this is made that we don't get if we adopt the law of another state. So I think that if I were a practicing lawyer in Alaska, I would regard that as a tremendously valuable matter. I don't know to what extent the people who drafted the revised Model Business Act looked at Alaska law. I'm sure they did to some extent. And it's clear that some of these Alaska Supreme Court opinions are achieving such notoriety that they're being referred to by the Institute. But we tried to look pretty much at all of them. And I wouldn't represent that we got every single one. But the ones that appeared to be ones that were bearing a great burden because there was so little statutory law have been read, they've been discussed, they've been analyzed, and the statute has been developed under their influence as well as the influence of California's or New York's or Delaware's or Wisconsin's statute. Or the Model Act. I mean, there's an awful lot of the Model Act in this statute, and that only made sense. I mean, once we got the revised Model Act, the commission spent 6 months in an effort to see what good ideas out of the revised Model Act were there, and a section-by-section analysis was done in which every section of the ACC looked for a comparable section of the revised act. And I know that at one point at least Mr. Reitman and Mr. Kelly had copies of that document, and I don't know where others are, but I mean, all those things were seriously looked at. And as a result, the commission changed its attitude on a number of matters to draw even closer, if possible. I think that a good faith effort was made to come up with what was, in the judgment of the people around this table who've been working on it for years, their best thought as to what would work in this state, whether the source was the revised act or some other source. So I don't think that you would be adopting a statute radically unlike, and you can go through the section by section analysis. And now I'm responsible for that. I mean, to the extent that interpretation goes into any analysis, I may be wrong, but it was a good faith effort on my part to interpret one statute, interpret another, and to call attention to what I perceive to be the similarities and differences.
Mr. Chairman, one of the things that, I'm not a member of the task force, but one of the things as we're talking about this that kind of disturbs me is the fact that, and Eric, I'm not saying you're saying it because I don't believe you are, but it's saying that Alaska for some reason isn't worthy of its own corporation code. That does, as a practitioner that has practiced for the last 13 or 14 years under the old corporation code, that bothers me when lawyers say, well, we're just up here, we don't do that much corporations work, just either leave it alone or adopt a model act. In the Administrative Procedures Act, we have the same types of discussions because we're not looking at the model in that, I mean, we look at it, but that's part of our discussion. And we do a lot of corporate work in Alaska, and it behooves us to have as good a statutory provisions as we can have. And yes, the indications, whether they be liberal or conservative, of the drafter or the commission may come through. But I don't like, I guess, the concept, if I'm getting that concept from some of the people I've talked to. And as a matter of fact, when I talked to Tony Smith, I mean, that was one of the suggestions he made to me as coming from other lawyers, that just, you know, the corporate lawyers in Alaska, hey, they're not sophisticated. They don't need this. Well, I mean, that is not, I don't like that, and I don't think it's true. And so I make that comment just because I'm not going to be around for the task force meetings, but I just think that when the time is put in on something, I think that we need to look at it and to see how that will help our practice. And my reading of the new code, as far as the practice I have, I think it will assist us. And I think we are worthy of a code that will assist us. That's what I mean. And it's not even the business law committee. It may be some practitioners that maybe do a corporation every 5 or 10 years and maybe shouldn't be doing any at all.
I think we're ready to move to the...
Yeah, okay. I was just going to ask Eric if I responded to his
discussion. Well, we had the discussion.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to have to leave at noon, and unfortunately, and I apologize to our guests and also the commission, I guess with respect to the next meeting, you can give me a call or I can leave what...
Do you have any...
Take a moment to discuss
it. Yeah, we'll just change course here for a minute.
I apologize.
Because if I can make a parenthetical to the matter, I don't think that the ANSCA thing is going to delay us very long. It was my conclusion, subject to your superior knowledge of the ANSCA situation, that there is nothing in the 1987 amendments that occasion changes to the ACC. And that's the bottom line.
I can't say that's not true, and I think the place to bring it up is going to be the task force. I know that I think our firm's done doing Native Corporation Reorganization Chapter 11 are having problems, and the legislative staff of Murkowski and Stevens say we didn't perceive these problems, and they're going to have to be dealt with somewhere, maybe not in the corporate code.
Are there problems with language in the ACC? Or
the problem, there would be a problem with any corporate code. There are problems with when minority shareholder rights are accepted from consideration, mostly having to do with Native trusts under the 1991 amendment.
Well, are they problems of commission because of specific language in the ACC, or problems of omission because something could have been put in there that would have helped resolve your problem?
They'd have to be omission. I mean, if something is going to be done, it'll have to be done either by the court or by the legislature.
But isn't part of your problem in that area trying to figure out exactly what the full range of federal preemption is?
Well, we have to... 1991 amendments may have no meaning at all, depending on who brings what suit when. I mean, I have 2 years to bring it. But I imagine somebody will bring it.
Can we just discuss for a moment the date?
Sure.
Of a meeting?
Should be,
I think an initial question would be, should it be before or after the task force meeting?
Should be after the task force meeting, so I can put on the agenda whatever action the task force...
What about in the week of Monday the 21st, for example?
Is that a factor to everybody?
The week after that is better for me.
After Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
The week of the 28th?
Right.
I don't think it should be any later than that, because we have things to do before the session.
Now keep in mind, we still have to do something on Title II if we're going to have a work product into the legislature session. Of course, we haven't made a decision yet whether or not we want to have a bill to introduce on Title II or just a position paper to introduce. But
I don't think we're in a position to do a bill. We haven't even looked at the subject matter.
Well, yeah, if we depending on our scheduling, we will be foreclosed from doing a bill should we decide.
I think we should decide right now, and we can't do a bill. And that we should look to the second session of this next legislature for a bill.
Yeah, we maybe it's more realistic to think we can't have a bill by the beginning of the session, but perhaps by the end.
Right, so it would be pending over to the next session.
Depends how big a bill it is, because during the session, things are really hopping.
Yeah.
And a massive bill is just probably, it's really hard to get it done.
Right. But that doesn't change the fact that it should be no later than the week of the 28th.
That gives the task force, 2 weeks, essentially, after the meeting to get written up and
for the work or
whatever. Because you might need a follow-up meeting.
Okay, the 28th is a Monday.
That's a Monday. It could be, Friday or Saturday. I mean, Thursday, Friday, the 1st or 2nd of December.
Anybody have any problems with Monday and Tuesday? Or would you rather do it a Friday and a Saturday?
Doesn't matter as far as
Monday. Either.
The Monday, it's the holiday weekend. The Monday and Tuesday is probably better.
Is that a long, long weekend?
Well, it's Thanksgiving preceding it.
Right.
Yeah, 4 days weekend
proceeding. So it's Monday and Tuesday?
No.
Oh, okay. So Monday and Tuesday?
Yeah.
That'll be the 28th and the 29th of November. Okay, and that probably should be in Anchorage to give the task force members, if they want, an opportunity to come and visit with the commission. And I'll attempt to schedule that here again in the LIO building for that time.
Eric, I wonder in the interest of trying to get more people like from the private bar task force members, would it be logical to have, to think about having like an evening set, a Monday evening at 7? Or, would we get a few more people that... Tom, do you think, or is it not worth it?
No, I don't think we can want people.
Okay, before you leave, Mary, I want to toss one other thing out to the commission. That is, do we want to do anything at this meeting on the hiring of a consultant to do any work on Title II?
I don't think we're prepared.
I'm not sure what the scope of the project is, exactly.
Right.
I mean,
What is the scope of the project?
A complete review of Title II, the Mediation Act, with specific recommendations for change to the legislature.
We have the money. We have been given money specifically to do it. The Senator Halford did.
Right. And I'm aware of that. Do we have along with your comments, do we have a time frame that has to be accomplished?
We have an informal commitment to Senator Halford and to the legislature to have something in by the next legislative session, not necessarily a bill, but at least a position paper raising issues and making a specific recommendation on whether or not legislation is needed and if so, in what areas.
I think we should... It should definitely be on the agenda for the November 28th meeting, with the understanding that commission members will have looked at Title II and come ready to determine whether we ought to be getting a consultant being prepared to make some recommendation on it.
Okay, it would also be helpful if the commissioners would come with a name or names in mind of attorneys that could serve as a consultant for the commission.
What's Halford's, I'm not up to date on, what is Senator Halford's problem with Title II?
He's in the business.
Not just his problem, the statute is archaic and anachronistic. Oh. It's from 1959 and it was old then.
Oh, okay.
And so I've been contacted by various managers of the airports and they want to have some input on it. I mean, it's not just...
But there's nothing in writing yet.
It's been repealed and changed and amended by implication because of provisions in other parts of the code. So that it's full of holes right now.
Okay.
And the provisions in there they're not able to work with because they're anachronistic.
Is there any written description of the problem perceived that Halford's office might have that I could track down in Juneau or something like that?
No,
but around to people or
but in discussions with several of the airport managers or people that are responsible for managing the airport like Fairbanks and Anchorage have indicated a willingness to come and testify about problems they're having either of commission or omission in the present Title II. And they'll come and work with us and say, they have some definite problems in mind.
Okay.
So
I think we should leave such a process of listening to them to a later meeting.
So I think we should be familiar with Title II. I agree, we should read it. It would be helpful. And then we would talk in November about whether we would want to send it out to a consultant and have names of the consultant in mind.
It sounds like we might need to meet between November and the first of the session, like probably in, you know,
again in December.
Mid-December.
Yeah, it does sound like that. I wouldn't think there would be any problem assuming we should do that time-wise.
Quite a jump from 10:05 or 10:06 to Title II.
I have for many years. Is everybody satisfied that we don't need to go into detail about part two of Van Bessler's working paper,
the
1991 amendment?
With the assurance that the task force is going to look at that, because I'm aware of just this vague but really pervasive feeling that there is some things that we can do in our state corporations code that will help out the ancient corporations, and I think if that's the case and we can get specific about what, then you know we're all sort of inclined to want to help.
Well, I think we should ask him at this meeting from Dan if he has any other more detailed comments he wishes to make than the general one that he does not believe there's need for amendments.
Well, my conclusion was that you're probably going to have to look at your law plus in order to deal with this matter. But I didn't think that and there is a potential impact on Section 578G. But, again, all I did was to go through the specifics of the amendments themselves. And I looked at that, looked at it against the context of the federal supremacy issue, and made the judgments that I had. But those are not the judgments of a person who is familiar grossly, let alone intimately, with the problems that native corporations have been having. So you are all in a vastly superior position than I to determine whether there are helpful things that you can do.
Okay, is there any old business that any of the commissioners wish to take up at this time? Any new business? Okay, we have a date and place, and a tentative agenda for the next meeting. If there's no further matters to come before the commission at this time, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned until November 28th at 9 a.m. at Angelica. And thank you for coming and sharing your thoughts with us.